Now time for Four Down Territory. Ace, I don't know if you've had a chance to see the show, because I know a lot of times you guys are working this time of day, but this is where we ask you some kind of off-the-field, offbeat kind of questions.
Okay.
What'd you learn in those weeks? You probably haven't been away from the game in the fall since elementary school.
Yeah. Man, the one thing that I learned is that I can actually use that time to actually be productive in ways off the field by just watching the game rather than being on. There's a lot of stuff that you see out there on TV that you don't get to see while you're playing. So I took a lot of stuff away. I kind of just tried to use it to my advantage coming back, and it actually helped me out a lot understanding routes, the way that DBs like to play in certain situations, the down and distance. It was a lot of, like, of the mental part of the game.
A lot of football stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Gives you an opportunity to kind of see the big picture, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
So when you were growing up, see, when I was growing up, I used to watch Jack Lambert. You probably don't even have any idea who that is. He was a great Steelers linebacker from the 70s, Hall of Famer. who did you become a fan of growing up that was in the National Football League?
Deion Sanders.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a big college guy. You know, mm-hmm. I love watching Peter Warwick a ton.
You know, there's two Florida State guys, but you end up going to South Carolina.
Yeah, oh, man, that's a lot of stuff. My dad also went to Florida State as well, played as well. That was just a different story, yeah.
All right, so you mentioned your dad. Your dad is in your high school's Hall of Fame,
yep.
Right?
Yes, sir.
Are you going to be in your high school's Hall of Fame?
Ooh, I hope so. We did a lot of good stuff while I was there. I could imagine maybe so, but
was your dad more than one sport? What was it?
Yeah. Football, basketball, track.
Football, and basketball, and track.
Yeah, same. I did the same exact thing, but my dad brought the school's first national state championship.
Wow.
Yeah. Nice.
So that's really cool.
He kind of has that upper hand on me.
So. Okay, so you went to South Carolina. Steve Spurrier, everybody knows him around here. Give us your best Steve Spurrier story.
Oh, man. My best one would have to be the last game that I played, and it was the whole three-play sequence from the fake punt against Michigan, when Michigan ran the fake punt, and they gave him the first down, and Clowney turned around and had the big hit, and then we turned around, and I caught a 50-yard touchdown from Conner the very next play, and in the press conference afterwards, he was kind of explaining the whole thing because everybody was kind of rattled up about the first down that they gave him. So he asked the ref on the sideline. He goes, well,
you're in your Spurrier voice, by the way, because I've heard you do Spurrier. So let me hear it in your Spurrier voice.
Well, he goes, well, you know, the ball is pretty short right there. It's not a first down, right? And the ref says, yeah, I know. He says, well, why'd you give it to him? He says, well, I don't know. So he said that's what he told him, and then that's the story that he just told, and it was just funny to watch him up at the podium and him just be himself at any given time of the day. It doesn't matter who he's talking to, where he is, he's just going to be Coach Spurrier every time.
Real quick, do we have that picture of Spurrier, by the way, that we talked about a little bit earlier? Bring that up. What is this about at practice? What is this about? He never did this at Florida, by the way.
Oh, man, I don't know.
Okay.
He comes out all like right. That every once in a blue moon.
All right. He obviously didn't work out with Clowney while he was there at South Carolina.
He never did that at Florida, but I keep saying that. I've known Steve for 30 years.